And the Afterglow is made possible in part by the generosity of Superior Energy of Vernon, offering 5-star rated personalized propane service for customers throughout Connecticut and southern Massachusetts. Now in their 80th year, Superior Energy goes above and beyond with their customer-first focus. Call 800-242-0427 to discuss your propane needs, or visit propanect.com for a live chat.
Okay, so let's lighten up. We're in the Afterglow. Good evening. It's the place to be on a Monday evening to wind down the worry of a work day. Hi, I'm Father John, and this is our time together to transition from the hectic to the relaxed, from perpetual motion to slow motion, free of commotion. We unwind after a very busy work day, battling pressure, stress, deadlines, uncooperative coworkers, challenging bosses, demanding customers, and worry. You name it. For many of us, it's been a battle. But the antidote to worry is action. Do something. As you begin to focus on doing, you will get results and a new perspective on your situation. There's such a thing as overdoing it. While self-love and self-respect are necessary for self-esteem, obsessive self-focus and selfishness can cause you to think and act in ways that can be detrimental to your health and to your happiness. The seeds of selfishness often sprout into anger, greed, and jealousy that, in turn, can fuel feelings of haughtiness or superiority over others. Selfishness can be the root cause of all your problems and even of disease, yes. When you feel hostility, you attract more hostility to yourself. So, get over yourself. Together, we'll do something. We'll encounter relaxation. We'll get comfortable with some music and inspiration and think warm thoughts in the Afterglow. Welcome to WJMJ in the Afterglow. I'm Father John. Thanks for keeping me company as we pursue a bit of relaxing time to de-stress and unwind with some interesting music and reflective messages. Now, while self-love and self-respect are necessary for self-esteem, obsessive self-focus and selfishness can cause you to think and act in ways that can be detrimental to your health and to your happiness. The seeds of selfishness often sprout into anger, greed, and jealousy that, in turn, can fuel feelings of haughtiness or superiority over others. Selfishness can be the root cause of all your problems and even of disease. When you feel hostility, you attract more hostility to yourself. So, come on, get over yourself. It's New Year's. Happy New Year.
What? Happy New Year? Did I just take the longest nap ever?
No, actually, today used to be the first day of the New Year in America. Also, you know, you're supposed to be working. Neither long nor short naps are appropriate during work hours. But anyway, March 25th, as the celebration of New Year's, goes all the way back to the Middle Ages, when they followed the Julian calendar, which was the accepted daykeeper of that time. Now, the Julian calendar didn't take into consideration leap days, so as a calendar, it was a bit off, not too accurate. Then along comes Pope Gregory XIII, who approved a new calendar that fixed the problem. Well, it fixed the problem for everyone who followed the Gregorian calendar and the Pope. But countries like England and, by association, the American colonies continued to celebrate the old calendar until 1752. Then New Year's was changed to January 1st. But prior to 1752, today would have been Old New Year's Day.
So let me get this straight. Today is the old New Year?
Yes. Makes sense, doesn't it?
And do I have to make a New Year's resolution?
No, but maybe you should make a resolution to figure this out. But now you'll know what I mean when I say Happy Old New Year. In a hole in the ground, there lived a hobbit. That's the opening line of the famous novel, The Hobbit, written by J.R.R. Tolkien. Today, we're celebrating Tolkien Reading Day, a day to commemorate the works of the legendary fantasy author. The holiday was started by the Tolkien Society back in 2003 and has a different theme each year. It's celebrated on March 25th because that's the same day as the fall of Sauron, the evil antagonist in The Lord of the Rings. Schools, museums, and libraries all across the globe are encouraged to celebrate and hold readings, debates, and discussions concerning Tolkien and his works. Some of Tolkien's most critically acclaimed works include The Hobbit, The Lord of the Rings, an essay entitled Beowulf, The Monsters and the Critics, The Father Christmas Letters, The Adventures of Tom Bombadil, and The Silmarillion. There is certainly plenty to choose from, and so we encourage reading and letting your imagination wander on this Tolkien Reading Day.
May it be an evening star shines down upon you. May it be when darkness falls. Thank you.
celebrating Tolkien Reading Day. That was music by Enya called May It Be, a song composed for the 2001 film The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring. You're in the Afterglow with Father John on WJMJ, Catholic Radio, where faith meets life. Here's where we take some time to ingest and digest the joy of living. So we journey now toward the intersection of where faith meets life. Not long ago, I was walking through the woods with my dogs, and we came upon this big open area full of large, tall weeds. For acres and acres, as far as I could see, there were these dead, dried up, brown, ugly weeds. Well, as we walked through the open field, about 100 yards in, I saw this beautiful flower. It was so bright, so colorful, so refreshing. It had bloomed right there in the middle of acres and acres of old, ugly, dried up weeds. And I thought, really? You know, that's what God wants us to do. Just bloom where we're planted. You may work around a bunch of weeds, but that doesn't have to stop you from blooming. You may be married to an old weed, but the good news is you can still bloom. Too many people are negative and discouraged because they don't like where they are. They don't like their spouses. They don't like their jobs. Co-workers are hard to get along with. They don't like where they live. That's not where they want to be. If negative people have to work late, it sours their day. They're always fighting against something. They're always trying to go somewhere else. But you know something? I've learned that God is more interested in changing me than he is in changing my circumstances. As long as I'm sour because I'm not getting my way, discouraged because I'm single and I want to be married, upset because the business isn't growing, well, that attitude will keep me right where I am. If you want to see change, if you want to see God open new doors, the key is to bloom right where you're planted. You cannot wait until everything becomes better before you decide to have a good attitude. You have to be the best you can be right where you are. And that's where faith meets life.
Bloom, bloom, bloom where you're planted. You will find your way. Bloom, bloom, bloom where you're planted. You will have your day. Look at the love that lies deep within you. Let yourself be, let yourself be. Look at the gifts you have been given. Let them go free, let them go free. And bloom, bloom, bloom where you planted. You will find your way. Bloom, bloom, bloom where you're planted. You will have your day.
And that was Bloom Where You're Planted by Carrie Landry. Good advice. You can make an oasis out of a desert as long as you bloom where you are planted. Believe it. Now, from the annals of time gone by, we see that a tragedy happened over 100 years ago today. On this date, back in 1911, at about 4:45 p.m., a fire broke out at the Triangle Shirtwaist Company in New York City just minutes before they were to go home. Some workers were fatally burned, while others leaped to their deaths from the windows of the 10-story building. The fire lasted only 18 minutes, but left 146 workers dead, most of them young immigrant women. Some of the deaths were a direct result of workers being trapped on the ninth floor by a locked door. Labor law forbade locking factory doors while employees were at work, and owners of the company were indicted on charges of first and second degree manslaughter. The tragic fire became a turning point in labor history, bringing about reforms in health and safety laws, and it happened on this date 113 years ago. In addition, today, America celebrates the brave men and women who have received the highest award that can be awarded by the President in the name of Congress to members of the armed forces who have distinguished themselves beyond the call of duty. Today is National Medal of Honor Day. It is a day to honor all Medal of Honor recipients and also to recognize all the heroic service members who put their lives on the line for our country. The Medal of Honor is bestowed to any member of the United States Armed Forces who distinguishes himself or herself conspicuously by gallantry and intrepidity at the risk of his life, above and beyond the call of duty while engaged in an action against an enemy of the United States. The prestigious honor was first awarded on this day back in 1863. A group of Union volunteers earned the medal during the Civil War for stealing a locomotive, then destroying the tracks of a Confederate railroad. Less than 4,000 military members have ever received the medal in U.S. history. There are 63 living recipients of the United States military's highest decoration. Of the 63 living recipients, one earned his Medal of Honor in the Korean War, 46 in the Vietnam War, 14 in the war in Afghanistan, and two in the war in Iraq. The Medal of Honor will forever be a symbol of the efforts of the brave men and women of the United States military.
Thank you.
The music is by Patriotic Fathers, called Honor the Brave, as we recognize National Medal of Honor Day. Thank you for keeping me company here in the Afterglow on WJMJ. So now, it's story time. This one is a beautiful story of the courtship of Moses Mendelssohn, the famous German-Jewish philosopher of two centuries ago. Moses Mendelssohn, a small hunchbacked man, fell in love with a beautiful and charming young woman named Frumpsche, daughter of a prosperous banker. Well, several months after he had first met Frumpsche, Mendelssohn visited her father and asked him how he thought his daughter felt about the possibility of marriage. "Please tell me the truth," Mendelssohn insisted. The father replied, "Well, the truth is that the girl is frightened by you because..." Mendelssohn interrupted, "Because I am a hunchback." "Yes, yes," said the father, "because you are a hunchback." Mendelssohn then asked to see the daughter on the pretext that he wanted to say farewell to her. He found her in an upstairs room where she was busy with some needlework. She avoided looking at him during the conversation, which Mendelssohn eventually directed to the subject of marriage. The young woman asked if he really believed that marriages were made in heaven. "Of course," he replied. "And something very unusual happened to me. As you know, when children are born, they call out in heaven, 'This one or that one will get this or that girl for a wife.' When I was born, my future wife was thus announced, but it was added, 'She will at last have a terrible hump on her back.' I shouted, 'Oh Lord, a girl who is hunchbacked will very easily become bitter and hard. A girl should be beautiful. Good Lord, give the hump to me and let her be well formed.'" Frumpsche was deeply moved. She saw Mendelssohn in a whole new way, and so she became his faithful and loving wife. Something to think about.
Child of the wilderness, born into emptiness, learn to be lonely, learn to find your way in darkness. Who will be there for you? Comfort and care.
Well, that's called Learn to Be Lonely from the original motion picture soundtrack of Phantom of the Opera. We're here in the Afterglow on WJMJ. Do stay with us at 88.9 WJMJ, and we'll keep you entertained, inspired, and comfortable, where you'll never be lonely with us. Not in the Afterglow. Not ever. We're your constant companion throughout the day and well into the evening and into the night, with music, meditation, reflection, inspiration, and entertainment to let you know we're here with you on WJMJ Catholic Radio, where faith meets life. In the Afterglow is our time of prayer and meditation with music, inspiration, and reflection. Now, turn on the light. You'll see better. They called Jesus a blasphemer, but they never called him a braggart. They accused him of heresy, but never arrogance. He was branded as a radical, but never unapproachable. There is no hint that he ever used his heavenly status for personal gain, ever. You just don't get the impression that his neighbors grew sick of his haughtiness and asked, "Well, who do you think made you God?" His faith made him likable.
Stop the clocks, it's amazing. You should see the way the light dances up your hair. A million colors of hazel, golden and red.
Night prayer is coming up, but first, let's let God's Word talk back to us in today's Word.
Oh, I will hold on to the afterglow.
Today is Monday of Holy Week. Mary brought in a pound of very costly ointment, and with it anointed the feet of Jesus. A few years ago, the American media tycoon Ted Turner pledged to give the United Nations $1 billion over 10 years to fund a number of initiatives. Reports suggested that it was almost an impulsive act. He had not worked out the practicalities before announcing the pledge. Mary's action in anointing Jesus was in the Turner League. The nard probably came from the Himalayas. It was very expensive. In normal circumstances, it would have been kept for special uses, such as embalming a dead relative, and even then it would have been used sparingly. Mary seems to have acted impulsively, as her love for Jesus overflowed. To her, no gift was too great to give to him. She lavished her family's wealth on a friend who, in one sense, had no need of it. But it wasn't a waste, as Judas piously complained. Such acts are almost sacramental, outward signs of an inward grace. When we feel deep love or gratitude, we have a deep need to express it in a tangible, visible way. Mary's action challenges us to think about the depth of our love for Jesus. So often we value him by the small change we give. Mary reminds us that his love for us is so priceless that he is worth giving all that we are and have for him to use. Lord, you were rich beyond all splendor, yet for our sakes became poor. May our love for you and appreciation of all you have done increase, so that when you call us to give whatever we have, we may do so gladly for your sake. For your sake alone, I give everything I own.
You sheltered me from harm, kept me warm, kept me warm. You gave my life to me, set me free, set me free. You taught me how to lie. return. You never said too much, but still you showed the way, and I knew from watching you.
And now on this Monday, the 25th day of March, on the Monday of Holy Week, as the shadows lengthen and the evening comes, we reflect on God's nourishing and loving presence with us. So we close our time in the afterglow with prayer. Watch, O Lord, with those who wake or watch or weep tonight, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend your sick ones, O Lord Christ. Rest your weary ones, bless your dying ones, soothe your suffering ones, pity your afflicted ones, shield your joyous ones. And for all your love's sake, we pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Lord, when one of the greatest disappointments in my life is a person, I pray you would help me to release him or her and the memory of what they did or did not do. I don't want to carry around grief and sadness like a burden because it is too heavy for me to bear. I yoke up with you instead and ask you to carry that burden for me. I release the burden of that relationship into your hands right now. I don't want to live in the darkness of bitterness and unforgiveness. I want to live in your light where I will not stumble. Help me to remember that no matter what happens in my life, I belong to you. In life and in death, I am yours. Even when I fail, stray, or do stupid things, you still love me and I am still yours. Even when I forget to pray or read your word, I am still yours. I release my life into your hands, and wherever I have held onto my life in order to try and make things happen, I let go of all that. I want you to be in charge from now on.
Be still, my love. The mountains shake, the waters roar, the valleys tremble with fear. And yet our strength, our refuge sure, whispers in. Saying, be still, my love.
The Lord is King, with majesty enrobed. The Lord is robed with might and girded round about with power.
The world you made firm, not to be moved. Your throne has stood firm from of old. From all eternity, O Lord, you are.
The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods have lifted up their thunder.
Greater than the roar of mighty waters, mightier than the surgings of the sea, the Lord is mighty on high.
Truly your decrees are to be trusted. Holiness is fitting to your house, O Lord, until the end of time.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
You know the word that he sent to the Israelites as he proclaimed peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. What has happened all over Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. He went about doing good and healing all those oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree.
Here is my servant, whom I anointed and formed as a covenant for the people.
Behold, behold, the mighty one has done great things for me. Behold, behold, the mighty one has done great things for me. And holy is your name, and holy. Soul exalts you, behold my Lord.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to help his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Behold, behold, the mighty one has done great things for me. Behold, behold, the mighty one has done great things for me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Here is my servant, whom I anointed and formed as a covenant for the people. Mighty God, you are robed in majesty. In hope we pray.
Lead us by the light of Christ, O God.
Redirect our steps when we waver from your will. In hope we pray.
Lead us by the light of Christ, O God.
Heal the scars of prejudice, injury, or trauma. In hope we pray.
Lead us by the light of Christ, O God.
Give peace to the dying and console those who mourn. In hope we pray.
Lead us by the light of Christ, O God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
May God bless us with patience to stand firm in faith, through Jesus, obedient to death on a cross.
Amen. Before the ending of the day, Creator of the world, we pray that you with steadfast love would keep your watch around us while we sleep.
From evil dreams defend our sight, from fears and terrors of the night. Tread underfoot our deadly foe, that we no sin thought may know.
Be still, my
we now offer a prayer requesting the intercession of Blessed Michael J. McGivney, priest of the Archdiocese of Hartford and founder of the Knights of Columbus.
God, our Father, protector of the poor and defender of the widow and the orphan, you called your priest, Father Michael J. McGivney, to be an apostle of Christian family life and to lead the young to the generous service of their neighbor. Through the example of his life and virtue, may we follow your Son, Jesus Christ, more closely, fulfilling his commandment of charity and building up his body, which is the church. Let the inspiration of your servant prompt us to greater confidence in your love, so that we may continue his work of caring for the needy and the outcast. We humbly ask that you glorify your venerable servant, Blessed Father Michael J. McGivney, on earth according to the design of your holy will. Through his intercession, grant the favor I now present. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Be present, O merciful God, and protect us through the silent hours of this night, so that we who are wearied by the changes and the chances of this fleeting world may rest in your eternal changelessness. Lighten our darkness, and in your mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. Visit this home, O Lord, we pray, and drive far from it the snares of evil. May your holy angels dwell with us and guard us in peace through the night. And may your blessing be always upon us through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Be still, my love. Know that I am God. Be still.
May the Lord Jesus Christ be with you to protect you. May he go before you to lead you and follow after you to give you strength. May he watch over you and keep you in his care through the night and bless you with peace. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You've been listening to Night Prayer in the Afterglow with Father John. Thanks for listening. In the Afterglow, a time of reflection and relaxation is underwritten in part by the people of Superior Energy of Vernon, Connecticut. Now in their 80th year, they offer personalized 5-star propane service to customers throughout Connecticut and southern Massachusetts. For more information, call 800-242-0427 or visit propanect.com. Coming up is Exploring Music with Bill McLaughlin from the WFMT Radio Network. This is WJMJ at 88.9 in Hartford, 107.1 in New Haven. WJMJ, Catholic Radio, where faith meets life, and where we're inviting you to be to enjoy an entire evening of relaxing music tailor-made for you.